Statements made on the Dr. Peter DeVette Live radio show have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Products mentioned on the Dr. Peter DeVette Live radio show are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or illness. Information given by the host or co-host are the opinions of the speakers and are not intended as medical advice. Information on this show is not a substitute for medical advice and is strictly for educational purposes. Please seek the advice of your primary physician before starting anything new or following educational advice or opinions.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. It's time to find out about your health and get your medical questions answered. Doctor, give me the news. Some of the topics we'll be discussing today include why America is facing a healthcare disaster, what the root causes are of your healthcare challenges versus symptom management, the holistic paradigm, how the spirit, mind, and body connection is critical in both the development of illness and the solution to illness, how emotions are directly related to physical illness, and how to read your own body like a book. The most effective medicine is to invest in wellness and live a holistic lifestyle. This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. And now, here's your host, Dr. DeVette.
And welcome, everybody, to Dr. Peter DeVette Live. This is Dr. DeVette, and with me in the studio is Vanessa, my right-hand woman and co-host, and also employee extraordinaire, and also patient extraordinaire.
Thank you.
Extraordinaire, yeah. Vanessa is the epitome of what can be accomplished with your health when you get down to the roots and when you work at the root level. And also with me on the show, if he's already there, is John Martin. John, are you there?
How are you?
Doing good. Thank you so much for joining us. You're on the air today. You're on Dr. Peter DeVette Live. So wonderful to have you back.
I'm excited.
John, I wanted to just tell our audience what subjects we're going to cover today. We have been doing autoimmune disease this week, discussing autoimmune disease. For those of you that haven't listened before, every day we try to at least engage a specific topic, at least in a rudimentary form, so that we can help those that are out there dealing with some of these health challenges to maybe think outside the box and think about solutions that treat the roots of these health challenges. So this week we've been discussing autoimmune disease, and yesterday we spent quite a bit of time talking about what the causes are of these immense and overwhelming autoimmune epidemics that we're seeing in our society. I have to say, here at QHI Wellness, we see this onslaught every single day, and you know, people with autoimmune disease coming in all the time. As a matter of fact, Vanessa, sometimes it feels like everyone out there has some form of autoimmunity.
Yes.
You know, and especially with, you know, with the testing that we do a form of testing called bioenergetic testing. We can look into the body in ways that you cannot with just blood tests, and it's amazing to see how much autoimmune disease there is.
Yes, it has been an accelerated level as I talk to people calling in, and even through our emails, and ones we've had on the radio show when we were on XM, and even now through TogiNet, that it's becoming more and more prevalent. In fact, I dare say there's probably 9 out of 10 now.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as allergies, you know, food sensitivities, you know, which are almost universal these days and play a huge role in autoimmune disease. And, you know, and we can almost say that in a way, every disease that afflicts us as humans is in some way an autoimmune disease. You know, it's the body acting against itself in some way. And so even when we talk about a plain old infection like a cold or a flu, you know, you get a bug that comes into play, but it's part of a greater whole. You know, so there's other elements that play into it, and usually a major stress that causes a weakening of an organ, and then you get influx of organism, and then you get the immune system turned on against the organism, and oftentimes also against the tissues, you know, at least in the short term. Now, if it becomes a longer-term thing, then we call it fancy names. You know, we call it, yesterday we talked about Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and we talked about, you know, which is the most common cause of low thyroid. We talked about Graves' disease, which is the most common cause of high thyroid or excess thyroid production. Today, we're going to touch a little bit on rheumatoid arthritis, which is another growing epidemic that is going from bad to worse. And
That's another one that is really being seen in children younger and younger all the time.
Yeah, and absolutely devastating when this disease strikes an adult, but even more so when it strikes a child, because adults have problems with some of the treatments, but boy, if you start suppressing the immune systems of these children and have to put them on these steroids and immune suppression drugs and chemotherapy agents, and it's absolutely devastating on these kids, in terms of their long term prospects, and by the way, the conventional paradigm, oftentimes does not only cover up the symptoms, it actually, in many cases, can even shorten life, because we look at the life expectancy rates, people that suffer from rheumatoid arthritis, it's 20 years, 19 years less than that of an average person that does not have rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes,
so that's an extraordinary shortening. And of course, the rheumatologist would like to blame the rheumatoid arthritis for the shortening of life, but we know better because, when you suppress the immune system, when you promote the occurrence of cancer and the occurrence of infections in the body, they even put this on the warning signs, the warnings labels of these products. This product can kill you. This product can cause cancer. This product can increase your risk of life-threatening infections, meningitis. And pneumonia and so forth, and yet people without hesitation often just go right for the drug. And in any case, even after hearing all of those downsides, they've been so brainwashed.
They have been. I mean, it takes place in many realms of our life, but we have grown up with this supreme confidence in the medical field and those working in it that they can almost do no wrong, and if they say jump, we say how high, and we take no thought or regard to what it is they're asking us to do. We don't read those labels, we don't do research, and then we wind up in this vicious cycle because one prescription begets another prescription begets another prescription, and there is no way around that. We see that case after case after case. And ladies and gentlemen, if y'all don't understand maybe some of the testing that takes place with these prescription medications, they are not tested in conjunction 99% of the time with other medications. And we dealt with this with one of our patients several years ago, where at that point he was on over 30 meds. And the one doctor was absolutely, astounded when we told them about this one side effect that occurred almost immediately. Rapid, massive fluid gain. And well, it was the only thing that had changed in that person's routine. So they immediately stopped that, and then when the doctor was told about this, it was, well, that can't be one of the side effects. and it was just insulting at that point, because not only had it not been tested in any type of a trial in conjunction with one of the other medications, but it sure had not been tested in conjunction with over 30 plus medications. And these are chemicals. They are colliding in the body, and they cannot work properly, and your body can't process that.
Well, and the amazing thing is, physicians often won't even believe their own eyes, or their own ears. When a patient comes in and says, I've been treated for this condition, and I'm having, this all these side effects, and I know it's the drug, and then a physician says, no, it can't be, because it's not in the literature, it's not
exactly
in the book. It's just absolutely astounding. John, what do you think?
I was just about to weigh in, so I'm glad you asked, Doc. Every day that I get to know you better, I start to see more and more in our media as to how to live with something. For instance, rheumatoid arthritis, there's a big campaign right now going on with how to live with your rheumatoid arthritis. And I guess my question to you is this. I'm going to kind of cut to the chase, and maybe I'm jumping to the gun here, but especially for any new listeners that you have, and me. I mean, I'm learning every single day that I know you. I learn more and more and more. And I guess my question to you is, if someone has rheumatoid arthritis, can it be reversed?
Absolutely. You know, and that's what's so shocking. You know, there's no such thing as an incurable illness. You know, if for every illness, John, that has been described in the literature, you know, there's a gazillion labels now. You know, physicians think they're smart if they can label something, you know, and if it's a fancy label that nobody understands except them. But, you know, for every label that's out there, there's at least dozens, if not hundreds or thousands or millions of people that have been cured of those illnesses. And sometimes it happens spontaneously, and we call it a miracle, you know. Mm-hmm. And of course, in conventional medicine, we get rid of those patients because we don't, you know, they're not sick anymore. They don't mean anything to us if they you know, not sick, and we can't give them prescriptions and stuff like that. But oftentimes, just by figuring out what the roots of an illness is, a disease, and then tracking and treating those roots, you can resolve the illness. You know, and unfortunately, we have basically given up control of our health to bureaucrats sitting in government buildings and medical offices that are nothing but pen pushers, you know, writing prescriptions, you know, trying to figure out what your greatest symptom or symptoms are. And then targeting, you know, a drug towards each of those symptoms. You know, there's no such thing as, you know, trying to understand the underlying roots of, trying to understand, you know, the stress that you're dealing with, the diet, the lifestyle, the toxicity levels, what you've been exposed to and what you haven't, what immunizations you've gotten and which ones you haven't gotten and so forth. You know, there's no thought even given to, you know, why is it that we're seeing more and more disease. So we're going to go to a break here in a minute, but after the break, we're going to come back and continue this discussion, because we're going to get into the answers, folks, as to why diseases like rheumatoid arthritis are on the upswing, why we're seeing more and more of it. Mm-hmm. What are the natural approaches to curing and treating these conditions and actually walking it back all the way so that somebody is literally clear of their disease? Is it possible? Absolutely. And we will tell you about some cases. We will tell you some stories. And we're going to continue right after the break. So just
give us a call here at 866-404-6519, 866-404-6519, and we'll help answer your questions.
And we want to talk to you, so give us a call. We'll be right back after this break.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta. This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com. Whether you're 4.5 or 100, you can retrain your brain. Learning Rx, the radio show, is on TogiNet.com Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. Central Time with Martin Kruger. Learning Rx programs are quick, they're efficient, they're life-changing, and they're permanent. Unlike tutoring, cognitive skills training or brain training targets the root issue causing learning struggles. Time and money spent on chronic tutoring is a clear signal of cognitive skill deficiency. That's where Learning Rx comes in. Call today, 903-617-6899. 903-617-6899. Then join us for the show here every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. And take advantage of the power it holds to improve your life. There are so many brain training issues that Learning Rx can help you with. It's not a product. It's an experience. So join us for Learning Rx, the radio show with Martin Kruger. Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. Central on TogiNet.com.
Over 80% of all adults in America 25 years of age and older are overweight. Are you one of them? I am. Hi, my name is John Martin, and I'm the CEO of the station. The DeVette Wellness HCG Beta Weight Loss Program has helped me lose almost 50 pounds in just 45 days. If you're serious about losing weight, call 877-484-9735 today. That's 877-484-9735. Or go online at shophealthybody.com and start your new weight loss program today.
Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
And welcome back. We are so glad you're to give us a call with your health questions at 866-404-6519. I want to give you some natural alternatives to those health challenges that you're facing. I want to also real quickly let you know that Dr. DeVette's book, Heal Thyself, is still on sale throughout this month. It is a total, complete wellness guidebook. If you seriously want to start making some shifts in your health and some improvements, this is the wellness guidebook to get. And you can call our office here at 877-484-9735 and take advantage of that special. We have it in paperback, hardback, and audio version for those of you who drive a lot. And also an electronic version that can be purchased through our website. If you want to just download it to your computer, you can purchase it that way.
Absolutely. And so we're talking about autoimmune diseases, the epidemics of our age, and including rheumatoid arthritis, and some of the alternatives. And we also, John posed a very interesting question, which is, are any of these diseases curable, or are we just talking about, people getting used to being sick, just placating them, patting them on the back, saying, hey, pal, just get used to it, because it's going to get worse, not better. Unfortunately, there's that's the mindset that so many people have, and they just being led like sheep to the slaughter, just going,
at how many cases of cancer patients in particular that are told you have 6 months a year, and how many of them actually do not make it past that. I don't believe at all that it is because the physician or statistics have actually been able to say that's how long that disease is going to last before that patient dies. I believe they've stripped them away of their will and spirit to live.
Yeah, exactly. It's many people still think of physicians on the same level as God. I think,
yes.
Put them on a pedestal, and then when physician speaks words, they are riveted, and it literally becomes a curse, So,
yeah.
And by the way, I grew up in a country, in South Africa is where I'm originally from. For those of you listening that want to try to figure out the accent, I'm from a little bit further away than East Texas. But, in South Africa, they have what are called sangomas, which are, fancy name for a witch doctor.
Yeah.
And, and you read all these stories about, and we saw them. We saw some of these cases come into our emergency rooms when I was training in medical school in South Africa. People that had curses placed on them, witch doctor,
yes,
would come in, and if you paid the sangoma enough, mm-hmm, you could get him to put a curse on your enemies. And just the fact that sangoma would speak that curse, mm-hmm, would cause that person, so for instance, if he said to you, you're going to die within 48 hours, lo and behold, in 48 hours, you would find the body on the side of the road.
And see, that does not surprise me at all, because I am a very firm believer in what Scripture teaches about our words have the power of life and death.
Yeah, and there's, they say sticks and stones won't hurt your bones.
That's what happens when an African tries to quote one of those. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm
me. Exactly. So, but that's not true, is it? Because words can hurt and do hurt and become a destiny, literally.
Yes.
And that's what we learn in recall healing. Mm-hmm. It's one of the subjects that I discuss in my book, mm-hmm, that goes to the roots of these illnesses that we're talking about, is literally the programming of the subconscious,
mm-hmm,
and so we talk all the time time in Recall Healing about the conflict of the diagnosis prognosis.
Yes.
So when somebody is given a diagnosis of a disease that is incurable mm-hmm. in conventional terms, yeah. and then are given a prognosis which is, you know, you're going to have to live with this for the rest of your life, and you're going to have to take immune suppression drugs. And if you know enough people that are taking these immune suppression drugs and are getting sicker and sicker and weaker and mm-hmm. weaker, you know, that's a destiny that most people don't want to take on. You know,
right.
and that's just rheumatoid arthritis. You know, there's far worse illnesses than that. You know, like the cancers and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's even more power to the words, more shock value to
yes.
to the diagnostic term. So, mm-hmm. so that that is one of the things that we have to combat. So you're in at QHI Wellness, mm-hmm. you know, and you're on our radio program. You know, we often have to talk people down. You know, reopen their minds, give them access to their God-given ability to heal, because God has created us with these incredible bodies that can heal extraordinary things.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
And yet we also have to remind people in the same breath that we're not, you're not your body. You know, you are a mm-hmm. spiritual being having a human experience, not the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we get so afraid of, you know, disease and pain and death mm-hmm. even and so forth. And, you know, unfortunately, so we do a lot of what we do in conventional medicine to avoid death. But instead of avoiding death, we just, you know, we speed up the process of dying
mm-hmm.
Because of the very treatments that we use.
Yes.
You agree
yes.
with that, John?
I'm sitting here, my mind is just going tons of different directions, Doc. This is opening up a big conversation piece here, and I guess, you know, in my thoughts on all this, my first thing goes to, yes, I absolutely agree that the mind is an incredibly powerful thing, and I mean, I've seen, you know, people lose a spouse who die 2 weeks later just because they lost their spouse. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that you know, they were just crushed by the experience and just lost all will to live, and it's just amazing how quickly they follow. And then my grandmother died of lung cancer exactly to the day. 6 months from the time she was diagnosed, exactly to the day, 6 months later, she was dead.
Wow. How about
and,
that?
I'm... And I absolutely understand that the mind has a lot to do with that. I guess But the thought that comes to my mind is that the products and the really the products that you have and offer there in your wellness clinic are ways for the body to get what it needs a little bit faster than just eating it.
Right.
In larger amounts, higher doses.
Mm-hmm.
John, it's because, you know, so oftentimes, you know, the problem starts with the gut. You know, so
sure.
every illness, you know, has a gut component, even, you know, the autoimmune diseases. So when you have... you know, a gut that's not digesting properly and not absorbing properly, you know, that's where you need to start. Either that or you have to give the body those essential nutrients in larger amounts until you can get a resurrection of or normalization of
sure.
bowel function.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, most people don't realize this, and also because of our food supply. Because, you know, we live in a country now where, you know, food is produced en masse and often in such ways that you actually build in nutritional deficiencies. Or, you know, you have a reduction in the levels of nutrients, you know, trace minerals and so forth, because of how we grow our crops, because of, you know, how we harvest, you know, the length of time from the harvest to the shop's shelf to your mouth and your gut. I mean, all of that, you know, are huge factors mm-hmm. in reducing the nutrient concentrations and availability of those nutrients, and also how we prepare our food.
Oh, yes.
You know, we overcook, we overprocess our foods so much that we have, you know, very little essential nutrient coming into the body.
Yes.
You know, so as a result, you get, you know, get a weakening of the system. So then if you have a stressor that comes into play, you know, and, you know, and we, you know, we're talking about stress today too, because when we talk about Recall Healing, we realize that every disease is in a way a program, a stress program that's running mm-hmm. in the body. But when you get the stressor and you get the cofactors in play, and, you know, and not just the cofactors of nutrient deficiencies, but also the toxicities, the pesticides, the herbicides, you know, on our food supply, and then, you know, on top of that, you know, we do things to human beings in our country that that are absolutely egregious, you know, including, you know, the pumping in of all kinds of injections of organisms into the body, mm-hmm. claiming that we're trying to protect you against these organisms, but oftentimes giving you a nice huge dose of additional toxins in conjunction, like mercury, which is used in as a preservative in most immunizations still used in adults. And in children, they've now replaced the mercury, thank God, with aluminum. Is that much better? No. And how about formaldehyde? You know, they're also not much better. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're literally poisoning our kids and ourselves with you know, these so-called you know, treatments to prevent disease.
Yeah. So I was really shocked at one time when a conventional cardiologist actually began instructing patient to, instead of eating, you know, like the diet butters and those kind of things, just if you're going to do butter, do natural, true butter. If you're going to do coffee, do natural coffee, which, of course, coffee is one of the most highly pesticides foods that there are. However, you know, when I asked him further, I said, okay, well, what is differentiation between these items? And he said, well, because in many of them, you know, one of the ingredients they use, like, for decaffeinating is formaldehyde. And so many people do not know what the method of processing is for foods.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know.
Oh, you act like I just told you. Did I tell you a new one?
You did. I didn't know they used formaldehyde in decaffeination.
Yes, they do.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah.
You know, and by the way, in some instances, they're now growing the beans to make less caffeine. You know how they're doing that?
Mm.
They're genetically engineering the coffee beans so that it makes less less caffeine. So so either way, you know, we're up a creek. Now, we're going to go to a break here in a minute, but we're going to bring Diane in on the conversation, and Diane has been holding on patiently to join in, and we're so glad to have Diane. Also, she's got an issue that she wants to discuss, and Diane, can you hear me? Are you there, Diane?
Hi, I can hear you quite well.
Hi, Diane. It's so good to hear your voice. Thank you so much for calling Dr. Peter DeVette live. It's so nice to have you. Where are you from, by the way?
I am in Camp Springs, the Clinton area, which is on the East Coast. It's outside of Washington, D.C.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we're so glad that you're listening to us here on TogiNet. I don't know if you listened to us before on Sirius XM.
I started listening last week because John, I know him from the TogiNet radio. I'm a host also on TogiNet, and I got his Facebook comment that he was going to be on the show, and so I started listening last week.
Awesome.
And got excited about it.
Yeah.
Well, Diane, we're going to go to a break real quickly. You're in a few seconds, and then right after the break, we're going to talk about your health issues and continue on this conversation about disease and wellness and how to turn the corner. So, folks, just hold on. Give us a call here in the studio at 866-404-6519, and you can also call us at QHI Wellness, 877-484-9735. We'll be right back after this break.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com.
Boost your life force and enhance your health today with Life Force Naturals. This product is a superb combination of all natural super green foods, berries and herbs that contain the entire spectrum of vitamins and minerals, and much, much more. Packed with chlorophyll, enzymes, vitamins, minerals, plant-based antioxidants, fiber, and a powerhouse of therapeutic herbal components, Life Force Naturals may also help you detox by optimizing liver, kidney, and gut function, giving you antioxidant protection, help reduce inflammation, help your immune system, your resistance against cancer, and your protection against heart disease. Life Force Naturals also has antifungal, antibacterial, and antiviral properties. Life Force Naturals, a cut above any commercially available multi-nutrient combination. To order your bottle of Life Force Naturals, call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735, or shop online at shophealthybody.com. Help your body get rid of disease-causing inflammation today with Flammaway. presented to you by DeVette Wellness. Flamaway is made up of a superb combination of inflammation-fighting herbs, including turmeric, ginger, boswellia, resveratrol, and bromelain. Inflammation is the mechanism by which most pain in the body springs forth, and it's a central component of most disease creation in the human body. Flamaway reduces inflammation and often pain, and contributes to better heart and blood vessel health and immune system function. Also, great for many with arthritis, headaches, and back pain, sore muscles, sports injuries, and any conditions involving inflammation. If you're a victim of inflammation, get your supply of Flamaway today by calling 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Or go online at shophealthybody.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta... Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
And we're back. You're listening to Dr. Peter DeVette Live, and this is Dr. Peter DeVette, all the way from Northeast Texas. And on the show with me today is Vanessa. You're in the studio with me. And John, over there in the studio at TogiNet, John Martin is familiar to a lot of you. He is the CEO and in charge of this wonderful new network that is putting out great radio programs all around the country. As a matter of fact, it has hosts from what I hear from all around the world. So, John, so thankful to have you on the air. And then Diane is also on with us today. And I wanted to ask Diane to do a little shout out on her radio program. I want to know what program you do, Diane.
I have a program called I'm Not the Same Woman That I Used to Be, I'm Free. And we discuss and we try to help people heal from abuse of various kinds, but specifically overcoming sexual abuse, the traumas and the residual that happens in one's life because of being sexually abused.
Wonderful. And Diane, do you know that, you know, sexual abuse often is one of the programs, you know, if you look historically at the programming for illness, when we talk about recall healing and conflicts of program for disease, that is a very common one, especially in women. Of course, you know the statistics better than I do. You know, it's astonishing how what percentage of women are abused or molested during their lifetimes. Yeah. And unfortunately, more and more men, too. You know, so, but it is fascinating when you study, you know, the programming for disease. You know, when we talk about programming for the disease, in my book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health, there's a chapter called The Five Levels of Healing. And in that chapter, it makes the point that if you want to heal a disease, you have to discover and clear the root of the illness, and that includes the physical root, you know, the physical health aspect or the physical body, the what we call the energy body, the mental body, the intuitive body, and the spirit body. And the mental body has a huge association with the traumas of life, including the one that you indulge in on a regular basis. But, you know, it's enthuses me to hear that you're doing such a program, because that's one of the things that we inevitably have to do. Even though I'm not a psychologist, I'm an MD, you know, I have to get into the psychology with every patient, you know, of the traumas that have programmed for the illnesses, and that includes having to get people to a point of inner peace with you know, traumas like sexual abuse, molestation, and so forth. You know, if they're not at peace, if they haven't completely reached a peace within, then it codes for more problems within, you know, more disease, more emotional and physical illness. Would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree with that. And I've been wondering, actually, because I'm going to tell you that that's one of my problems is that I've had reoccurring fibroids, and I have begun to wonder over the years, uterine fibroids, by the way, and I began to wonder if it had any association with my molestation, with my childhood. And then I recently
talk to a man. I think he was either a psychiatrist or a psychologist. He contacted me because of the show that I was doing, and he told me that there is more research now to show a correlation between women getting fibroids, getting uterine fibroids, and women who have been molested. So I was actually wondering if you had any information about that, and can uterine fibroids be healed? I was told in my 30s that I needed to have a hysterectomy, but because of my faith in the Lord, I didn't go that route. I waited for I got a second opinion, and at that time the procedure called myomectomies had come out, so I had that, but consequently, I've had to have that done several times, but so far I still have my uterus, I still have my ovaries, but they have repeatedly wanted to take everything out, and I just didn't feel peace in my spirit about doing that. I kept, you know, I prayed about it instead, and the Lord would just encourage me not to have all my insides.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. But I know a lot of women who don't have that kind of faith and who don't, you know, they just trust what the doctor says, and right now, matter of fact, they told me I needed a hysterectomy just last year, and they told me that I had ovarian cyst, and I didn't accept that. And so when I waited for another doctor and they went in there, actually found out that my ovaries were fine. My ovaries were still healthy and they were still fine. And awesome. I had some other, what was it, my fallopian tubes, I think they said had cyst on them. And so I still have my uterus. And I lost part of my tubes.
Well,
so I was wondering, you know, if you have any information about this particular disease process.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and so there's, we can again break it down into the five levels. You know, so the five levels: the physical level, the energetic, the energy body, the mental body, the intuitive body, and then the spirit body. But when we talk about the physical level, you know, we know that in our society we're exposed to a lot of chemicals, a lot of pesticides, herbicides, and a lot of them are estrogenic type substances, what we call xenoestrogens. In other words, another word for that would be bad estrogens. Also, there's a lot of soy in our diets now, and a lot of it is genetically engineered soy. As a matter of fact, most of it is now genetically engineered soy, and it's a hidden substance, additive to a lot of foods. For those of you that are listening, if you love fast food and you love hamburgers and so forth, and you know, even some of the Mexican foods and so forth, you know, soy is often used as a replacement or an additive to add protein. So there's a lot of fake meats now that are being made, fake chicken, fake beef, and so forth. And soy is a big component. So that's one of the reasons why we're seeing so much, so many female diseases, you know, uterine fibroids, cysts of the ovaries, you know, breast cysts. And there's also a nutrient deficiency is going to contribute to this. And for instance, iodine deficiency is a huge one that predisposes to both uterine fibroids as well as breast fibroids. And so, absolutely have to make sure, Diane, that you get enough iodine. You can actually do a little test with something called Lugol's iodine that, you know, a couple of drops on the skin in front of the elbow, do what's called the iodine patch test, see how long it takes to absorb through the skin, through that soft skin without any hair there. And then see if it's less than 2 hours, it means you're extremely deficient, and if it's less than 6 hours, severely deficient, and so forth. So we take that information, and we make decisions on how to replenish that iodine. By the way, iodine deficiency is also a huge culprit in thyroid disease, which is almost universal in people with fibroids. You know, so have you ever been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, or have you had symptoms that you thought might be associated with low thyroid?
No, they've tested the thyroid several different times and said that those levels were fine. But now, you know, that I'm researching the more holistic approach, I don't know if what they consider fine is fine.
Exactly. They're looking at blood tests, not at human beings.
Right.
So if your blood tests are fine, then it doesn't matter what you say and what your symptoms are, they will pretty much discard or discount those findings, those clinical findings. And so thyroid disease or hypothyroidism is a clinical diagnosis, should be a clinical diagnosis, not a lab diagnosis. So if you have a little fatigue, a little bit of dry skin, if you have, you know, thinning hair, thinning eyebrows, constipation, depression, any one of those or combination of those, you know, you might have a little bit of a thyroid issue too. Now, high cholesterol is another symptom of low thyroid and so forth. Anyhow, so be that as it may, we want to then also figure out, by the way, vitamin D3 deficiency, very common in fibroids as well. And we also do what we can to help remove the bad estrogens. There's a product called Indolplex, Indolplex, which has DIM, D-indolyl methionine. You don't have to remember that. Just remember DIM, D-I-M. And there's a few other substances in there that help to clean out bad estrogens, those inner estrogens that we talked about. And then weight issues. Do you have any problems with your weight?
Well, when my weight was very good as a youngster, you know, my daughter, I was 125 pounds, 9 months pregnant. Up into my 30s, I was no more than 125 pounds. After I hit my 30s, you know, 35-ish, 34, then I started struggling. Now, you know, and the highest I've been is 172. I've managed to get that back down. You know, it goes up and down. Sometimes I'm in the 140s. Right now I'm about 165. And I'm actually looking at your program, your weight loss program. When I heard about John's success, it just really sparked my interest, and I was thinking about your program and wondering if that would be appropriate for someone my size, if that's even significant.
Absolutely, Diane, that would be a wonderful thing for you to start. It'll help in many, many areas. Do you have a pen and paper handy?
I do. I'm trying to take notes as
awesome.
We talk.
Well, I'm going to relieve you of some of that pressure. I want you to write this phone number down. And when we're through with the show, if you will call back and ask for me, I've got the notes here that Doc is recommending for you. It's 877-484-9735.
Okay.
Okay, awesome.
You're Vanessa, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Diane, you know, the weight issue plays a big role in the fibroid issue, too. So, you know, fibroids are very uncommon in women that are very thin. Weight definitely contributes to those bad estrogens floating around and contributing to abnormal growths. And we're going to go to another break here in a minute. And after the break, I want to share with you a little bit about the recall healing elements. You know, again, in my book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health, there's two chapters, about 62 pages, that goes into the science behind, you know, the programming for illness from the emotional, mental, spiritual perspective, and what the programs are for some of the most common illnesses. Unfortunately, I didn't have space to put fibroids in there because there's so much to cover in the book. But we'll talk about that on the air, and you'll be able to see if you recognize any of those programs as you know, programs that you're dealing with. So just hold on, folks. We're going to be going to this break. Give us a call here at QHI Wellness, 877-484-9735. Also, if you have any other questions or if you want to email us, go to shophealthybody.com, shophealthybody.com. We will be right back after this break. So everybody just hold steady. Give us a call here in the studio as well.
This is Dr. Peter DeVette Live. Find out how the flaws in our healthcare system are leading to epidemics of chronic diseases, including cancer and a myriad of others. Dr. Peter will be right back after these on TogiNet.com.
Tired of achy joints inhibiting your ability to get around, exercise, or even enjoy your life? Having healthy joints should be a given for most people, even those older in age. There's nothing that says you should settle for anything less than strong, healthy joints. DeVet Wellness Comprehensive Joint Formula contains powerful nutrients like glucosamine, which is scientifically proven to help joints heal. A powerhouse of additional herbs and nutrients including MSM, boswellia, ginger root, horsetail extract, and hyaluronic acid that makes this a phenomenal combination in helping support joint health. Help your body rebuild cartilage, reduce joint swelling, stiffness, inflammation, and pain today with DeVet Wellness Comprehensive Joint Formula. Get your supply of Comprehensive Joint Formula today by calling 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735, or go online to shophealthybody.com. Are you frustrated with the health of your digestive tract? Tired of heartburn and reflux symptoms? Sluggish or missing gallbladder? Gas, bloating, or irritable bowel syndromes? If you feel your ability to digest food is not quite up to snuff, then try out DeVet Wellness Digestive Optimizer Formula. Digestive Optimizer Formula is packed full of digestive enzymes, ox bile, and acid precursors to help you digest carbs, fat, and protein. If your stomach feels too acidic for step one, then do step two first. Step two is a product called Glutagenics, which contains aloe, licorice root, and L-glutamine. Take charge of your digestive health today. Call 877-484-9735. That's 877-484-9735. Or shop online at shophealthybody.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I gotta... Welcome back to Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. He'll answer your health care and medical questions and share with you his knowledge and opinions on topics ranging from holistic health care to spirituality and wellness. Well, let's get back to the show. It's Dr. Peter DeVette Live on TogiNet.com. Here again is your host, Dr. Peter DeVette.
And welcome back. Get down to the last little bit of the show and want to encourage you one last time here to call and order Dr. DeVette's book, Heal Thyself, so you have a true wellness guidebook at your disposal. It is on sale. And we also want to mention to you to go to shophealthybody.com. That is our website where you can buy supplements that we've recommended, and you can just peruse to your heart's content. There's a lot of items there. Specifically, since we're dealing with RA today in our conversations, I want you to look at the arthritis support package. And there's also a female health support package as well, Diane. You might want to take a look at that for yourself as well.
Yeah, this, just for those listening that, you know, on the conversation or this, on the subject of rheumatoid arthritis, the arthritis support package, you know, it's just got some natural anti-inflammatories in that we use very commonly here at QHI Wellness for the treatment of arthritic conditions, including rheumatoid arthritis. And that package has a couple of great supplements on it. One is called Condura, C-O-N-D-U-R-A, and that's a dual action remedy, both herbal and homeopathic, that are very helpful for curbing any kind of inflammation. It's used for pain in general. And then Flammaway. Flammaway is a product that has turmeric and boswellia and bromelain, and which is an enzyme, proteolytic enzyme, which is critical for reducing these things. Diane, by the way, that Flammaway product, you know, when we talk about fibroids, we're talking about inflammation. So you've got an inflamed uterine musculature, you know, so the muscles of your uterus are inflamed, and so that's also, you know, we want to get that that inflammation into remission. So the Flammaway would be a great product. So with the Condura, C-O-N-D-U-R-A, you know, in conjunction with the others for the rheumatoid arthritics out there, that arthritis support package also has comprehensive joint formula, which has all the nutrients that the joints need to recover or to get the cartilage to heal, and that includes glucosamine and so forth. And then Zeal is a homeopathic that we use for arthritis. It's a complex homeopathic, fantastic for inflammation in the body. It's almost like homeopathic steroids. So it has none of the side effects of steroids, but has the effects of steroids in terms of reducing inflammation.
I think it's always good to remind people, too, that they need to do a basic detox package.
Yeah, absolutely. Any chronic illness, good thing to clean out the system, detox the system. Even, Diane, when you're doing an aggressive weight loss program, you know, when you're trying to get those last 20 pounds or so, 20, 30 pounds, very, very important to, you know, to clean out the toxins that are going to be released from the fat tissues, especially, you know, if you want to be super effective and want to also make sure that your body clears those toxins out instead of just recirculating them and remanifesting them in other places, in other spots in the body. So,
Hey, Doc, so, if I could jump in real quick.
Sure, absolutely.
I've got a quick question about inflammation. I keep bragging about how much I'm learning, listening to you talk day in and day out, but the more I hear about inflammation, the more I realize that it's almost one of the main causes of almost everything, along with the gut, it seems. And I mean, my own mom, I talk to her all the time now, like I know what I'm talking about. Mom, you got to get a hold, you got to get control of the inflammation. That's the root cause of your. I mean, you know, and I just said, Dr. DeVette says this. Dr. DeVette says this. But I guess my question is, what causes the inflammation? I mean, the Flammaway helps get rid of the inflammation. The Condura helps with it. But I mean, it, like in Diane's situation, for instance, what's causing the inflammation? Is it what she's eating? Is it what she's not eating? Is it a deficiency? What causes the issue to begin with?
Well, in my book, there's a chapter on how we get sick. It's it's the whole part two of my book, Heal Thyself, and it explains the nitty gritty of how disease happens. So you know, the first chapter in that part has to do with emotions programming for disease. But then the second chapter, I think that's the five levels of healing, and then we go into the what's called the homotoxicology perspective, which means that you know, when we look at disease, we know that all diseases are inflammatory in nature or degenerative in nature. So, and if you actually know the six phases of disease, you also realize that every symptom that can arise in our bodies, every symptom that we can ever experience can be categorized in one of those six categories. And there's a, John, when you look in my book in the middle, you see those four colorful graphs. Those graphs are this literally the six. It's called the disease evolution table, and the two phases of disease diagram. But the disease evolution table helps you to understand that your body literally goes through defenses in order to prevent the influx of toxicity. For example, so let's take a runny nose, John. In that chapter that I was referring to, I use the nose as an example. So when you have a runny nose, you know it means that this nose is trying to clear a toxin by creating fluid. Then if that doesn't work to clear the toxin, the nose will go into literally trying to expel it, and you'll have sneezing and itching. The next phase, which is called, it has to do with swelling, the deposition phase, you get swelling of the mucous membranes, and you get congestion. So now you have a stuffy nose. Now, in conventional medicine, what do? We suppress the symptom, you know, or we cut it out, you know, if it's the, you know, when it comes to uteruses and so forth. But then it'll cross what we call a biological division line. So in those first three phases that I just mentioned, those are inflammatory phases. So that's inflammation, all three of them. Now we go into degeneration. So we go across this divide into the body now trying to contain the toxin. It can't get rid of the toxin anymore. It's just trying to create containers. And so you get the first phase, which is like where the body will try to make polyps. So that's phase four. You know, so you get polyps in the nose. The next phase is degeneration, and the next phase is what's called dedifferentiation or cancer. So there you are. You know, you go from one extreme to the other. And in order to heal the disease, you have to walk it back. You can't just suppress the symptom. You literally have to get the body to go back to the previous defense mechanism. So, for instance, if you're sneezing and itching, we want you to have a runny nose. And if you do get a runny nose, we celebrate. We say, voila, you know, you've just accomplished something great. You know, so with the uterus, for example, when the uterus starts, by the way, fibroids is one of the phase four changes, you know, so the uterus is trying to create the little packages, you know, to contain toxins in, and that's what the fibroid is. But on an emotional level,
I was just going to say, Doc,
yes, I'm here.
Yeah, on an emotional level, the fibro tumors. You wanted to know if it might have had something to do with your molestations, sexual abuse. And absolutely it can. You know, because when you think about sexuality, you know, so uterus always has a sexual theme of some kind, you know, because it's either procreation or something related to procreation. You know, so so when we talk about fibroid tumors, oftentimes, for instance, if somebody has had difficulty having children, they will often develop fibroids. It's almost like the uterus is trying to create little pregnancies on it, you know, false pregnancies. Sometimes if there's a conflict related to a pregnancy gone bad, or, you know, if somebody loses a child, you know, one example is a patient of mine that lost a child at birth. You know, her baby died at birth, and was a huge trauma to her, but she never processed that properly. And so she had about 10 pounds that she could never lose. So it you know, contributed to weight, and also contributed to a massive fibroid. She had a 10-pound fibroid, as it turns out, when they took it out, that was literally almost like a duplicate of the baby that she lost, you know, that the uterus literally tried to recreate. And she lost the baby because she was kicked in the stomach by a husband, a very, very cruel husband, that threw her down the stairs and then kicked her in the stomach. And, you know, when she was pregnant with that baby that died in the womb. So the uterus literally recorded that and, you know, created the tumor. So that's just one example. So there's always a story behind every fibroid. There's a great book called The Journey. It's The Journey by Brandon Bays. Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, Bays, B-A-Y-S. And she's a female, by the way, just in case you wondered. But she wrote this book, and she had a massive uterine fibroid. As a matter of fact, it was so huge that, you know, they absolutely cursed her for not getting surgery done, but she refused, and instead she figured out what the program was, what the conflict was, and it went away within 6 weeks. And she wrote this entire book about it, you know, and how she cleared, you know, all her unforgivenesses and traumas. And, you know, she didn't know about recall healing when she wrote the book, but she wrote a book that fits perfectly with what I teach, you know, and what I write about in my book, Heal Thyself, Transform Your Life, Transform Your Health. By the way, let's talk quickly about stories of the joints. Every rheumatoid arthritis patient, and by the way, we treat a lot of rheumatoid arthritis here in our clinic for some reason, Vanessa. I mean, it's amazing.
We've had a lot of them.
From all around the country. Mm-hmm. But rheumatoid arthritis, there's always a program of severe devaluation. So with a specific theme, and the devaluation often is related to some kind of movement. And, you know, I wish I had more time to tell lots of stories, but, you know, boy, you know, hour just flies when you're having fun. So you know how that goes, Diane.
I do. It happens to me all the time.
But, you know, Vanessa mentioned a package, the Female Menopause Health and Vitality Package on our website at shophealthybody.com, and that has some things that help to clean up the uterus too, including progesterone. Good progesterone, fantastic for improving the uterus's ability to shrink up and to get healthy. It's got a good estrogen in case you need that, you know, to protect the uterus against the bad estrogens. Something called Life Force Naturals, which is a super antioxidant combination with 26 herbs that help to protect the body against oxidation stress, but also helps with energy. And then that Indoleplex that we mentioned just now, that helps to clean up your hormones, the bad hormones. And then Maca for lack of testosterone, for those women out there that have a lack of sex drive, lack of strength, stamina, usually because of a low testosterone. So, and by the way, folks, we are having our weekly telesupport group. Telesupport group tonight. Give us a call here at in the studio at 877-484-9735. 877-484-9735. For those that want to participate in the weight loss program, Diane, think about doing that. And join us if you want to tonight at 5:15 Central Time. And we're going to be doing an hour-long telesupport group for everybody around the country that's participating in the weight loss program. So thank you so much, Diane. Thank you, John. And Diana, I would love to be on your program sometime. So invite me and we can talk more about the recall healing aspects of sexual abuse.
Have a great evening.
So everybody, listen to us tomorrow again. We will be back on the air talking about autoimmune disease and whatever you want to talk about. Thank you so much for listening to us.
Thank you for being a part of Dr. Peter DeVette Live. We'll be here every weekday at 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern.